Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What a good football game that
what
was.
What a quarter, I'll say that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, right. It wasn't like the most entertaining first half of football,
right,
but that fourth quarter was fantastic. Huge plays all over the place. Huge mistakes, obviously. Huge one at the end by Drew Aller. And Notre Dame's going to the national championship, man. And as much as I feel like they're obviously very good, I think that they have flaws as well, but can't take anything away from them. They've won 3 games in the playoff to get there, and they're going to the national championship with a chance to win a title for the first time in a really long time for that school.
Yeah, man. I mean, you look at, you know, the way the game broke down, and both quarterbacks made big mistakes, but Drew Aller's mistake was the worst. And, you know, you can't be backpedaling and come back to a dig route throwing off your back foot. I mean, that's a disaster waiting to happen, and it was. And I know I see a lot of people blaming James Franklin. I'm not mad at him for being aggressive. You know,
no.
I mean, who wants to go in the damn overtime? You know, if you can get an opportunity to make some plays, it was just a bad throw by his quarterback. But, yeah, I mean, Notre Dame has done what they needed to do. And I give Marcus Freeman a lot of the credit having this team bounce back, because we were all over him after you lose to Northern Illinois at home. And they haven't lost since. And this team, they follow the mold of their quarterback. He's a tough somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he made the plays when he needed to make the plays. Obviously, the sprint out, finding the receiver to get the first down, getting him to a closer field goal range was big. But, yeah, I mean, this team, you know, I think if they win it, you'll say a team of destiny or something like that. I mean, they still have one more game to play next Monday. But I thought that, you know, just overall the way he coaches this team, he talked about they some savages. They don't blink. You know, you look at the way they ran the football. I mean, Love coming off a bad knee. I mean, these dudes, Andy, they wanted it. I mean, and I won't say they wanted it more than Penn State, because Penn State had their opportunity. Singleton was outstanding.
Yeah.
I just thought Aller was just – he was just off the whole game.
Yeah.
It just wasn't – I mean, that was a bad throw. But just – he had a touchdown to Singleton. Okay, it was a lot like the Saquon Barkley play against the Eagles.
Yeah.
It was a bad throw. Well,
bad
throw. I'm sorry.
No, he's got to catch it.
He got to catch it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But you got to give him a better shot. But I just thought overall, just Notre Dame's toughness, their grit, allowed him to win his football game.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, one of the things that has sort of stood in their way when they've gotten into these big stages over the last, you know, I don't know, 15 years or so, they've been close. Brian Kelly had some good teams, is they would get into these battles against the SEC schools or the blue blood schools, and they wouldn't have the toughness to be able to compete. I mean, they'd get pushed around at the line, and they would get blown off the field, and that's just not this team right now. It's interesting that in their last two wins, obviously Georgia and then Penn State last night, coaches deciding to be aggressive at the end of games or at the end of halves or whatever, they were able to take advantage of that and win the game because of it, obviously. I mean, that turnover that they forced the end of the first half against Georgia, I mean, that tilted the whole scale of the game. And then, of course, yesterday with Aller and Penn State trying to, whatever they were trying to do, drive down the field, maybe get into field goal range, they made the play. Now, Aller said he was trying to throw it away, or trying to throw it at the feet of his receiver.
Why?
Yeah, if you're going to do that, just get rid of it, man.
Yeah.
Like, you don't try to throw it away over the middle, backpedaling into coverage.
But
so,
I mean, the two things you can't do in that situation is take a sack and a turnover.
Yeah.
You know, and
a sack would be bad, but it wouldn't be as bad as the turnover.
Exactly, because you still have an opportunity to possess the ball, punt the ball away, and play in overtime. But, yeah, I ain't buying that right there.
I know. That's what he said. I was like, really? Like, you were trying to throw it at his feet? Like, why? If that's true, just fire it into the sideline and live to play another down,
yeah,
man.
Because, I mean, you're rolling away from the play.
Yeah.
You're getting pressured.
Yeah.
You throw a backside dig.
It's a weird
dig.
Thing to say. Weird
yeah.
thing to say. It doesn't
yeah.
ultimately doesn't matter one way or the other, but a weird thing to say. And he ended up with that one interception. He had two other ones also that they called back. I mean,
yes.
he threw to – yeah, I get it. You want to throw to Tyler Warren no matter what. The man was in quadruple coverage.
Yeah.
Now, the Notre Dame player did foul him. I think they probably were going to pick it off anyway, but they fouled him and they called it and all that. But, yeah, not a performance befitting of a trip to the national championship for Drew Aller. And ultimately, you know, I want to put it all on one guy, but,
right. You
know, that throw obviously had a big to do with it. And his play overall in general in the game just wasn't good enough.
No, and it goes back to, you know, their path. how good were they? You know, people want to keep throwing it out, SMU, Boise State, everything like that. Then you play a team equal to or better, and you just don't win. And his record shows that. But, you know, we talked about this months ago about his record, talking about James Franklin against, you know, whatever ranked teams. It's like, well, how many of those times has he had the better team?
Right.
And right now, you know, he's gonna eat it and everything like that because, you know, his record, it is what it is, Andy. You can't, I mean, it is what it, you are what your record is when you talk about going against top opponents. But, yeah, Notre Dame, you know, going back to, you know, I mean, because they've been in the playoffs. They've been in the 14 playoffs. Sure. They've been in the BCS. They just get, like you said, they get beat.
Yeah, they get pushed around and they get smoked.
Yeah, and this team is just not for that. Yep. You know, they're not for that. They are talking about, you're going to hit us, but we're going to hit back. And they did a lot of hitting back last night. And I thought, you know, just the way that – and another thing, Allard, no completions to receivers?
Not a single one.
We were talking about Georgia receivers. Damn, James Franklin better get his ass in that portal.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about how, you know, unimpressive the Penn State receivers were. But I didn't think they'd have no catches.
No catches.
You know what I mean?
Zero.
Now, he only had 12 completions on the night anyway, and half of them went to Tyler Warren, which – I have no problem with
at all.
Throw the ball to that guy more. Like, he only had 6 catches. He could have had, I would have thrown it to him twice as many times as they did. And they snapped it to him and he was going to throw it. Like, that dude's just a baller.
Yes.
He gets the ball in his hands and he just makes plays. I was impressed with the way Notre Dame came out in the second half because I didn't think they played great in the first half. But the way they came out of halftime, they had a much different intensity, you could tell.
Yep.
And I think it comes back to their coach, man.
Like, always.
I just think that guy is one of the guys. He's one of the coaches. And obviously you got to win a national championship to kind of really get in the ultimate club. But he's at his age to be doing what he's doing. And he's just established such a culture there so quickly. And we were talking about it yesterday, kind of having some fun with it. You were spot on. Like, he wasn't messing. He was furious about that press conference.
Oh yeah,
he thought James Franklin was really kind of condescending, and he was really fuming about it. Some of his players talked about it after the game. He was like, "Yeah, James Franklin basically patted him on the head and told
That's
him
he's
doing a nice little job."
That's what he did.
And he was furious about it. He was like, "All right, we'll see." We'll see who's doing a nice little job tomorrow.
You think about something, Buck, that your leader goes down, the backup comes in, plays well.
Played great, yeah.
Played well.
Yeah.
Played really well.
Guy comes in, he's slinging it all over the place.
Yeah, but the way that – and that's why I was like, damn, look at his press conference. Like, he really – like, he up there little boy in
here. Yeah, like, what is James Franklin thinking?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have the clout for that. He didn't want anything either. You know what I mean? Like, you and Marcus Freeman are in the exact same boat right now, my friend. Like, this is as far as either one of you have ever gotten. Freeman's just done it a lot faster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, maybe if you're a little bit more, even a more established coach wouldn't have done that. But anyway, it is Notre Dame in the national championship against either Texas or Ohio State. We'll find out tonight.